Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey, Ryan, just calling in for Happy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. You've got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking them the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javain, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring, and he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me, and I think it was on a Thursday, and we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy, and, you know, I take care of my people. One-on-one, I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help, and that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
It's time to turn Happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Ah, hello there. How are you? Great to hear. It's Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And as you heard in the beginning of the show, this is being brought to you by Dwayne the Mattress Guy over at Mattress by Appointment, Hillsborough. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. Also, go to cltampa.com, click on Best of the Bay, and there, guess what? You can vote for me.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Best local podcast and best radio personality. I know. That was a little reference to Craig Ferguson. Don't know if anybody remembers that. Craig Ferguson, quite possibly, might be one of the most underappreciated late night TV shows, if late night TV shows of all time. Craig Ferguson, I am telling you, we took that man for granted. And then he tried to do a show on Sirius Radio and blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you right now that we looked at Craig Ferguson. We looked at Craig Ferguson and we just didn't appreciate the man. I don't mean to go down a rabbit hole, but this guy right here... Like, if I could have dinner with somebody, it would be Craig Ferguson. It was Kobe Bryant, and it is Barack Obama.
I figured that out.
And it was also, like, half of the radio business, and then I was like, eh. When you meet all of them, you're like, eh. Just this confidence on Craig Ferguson is unbelievable. He is the definition of BDE.
I figured that out. I figured it out.
What'd you figure out?
What? I'll tell you. Everything. Why everything sucks. Here's why.
Why?
In the 1950s, late 50s, early 60s, a bunch of advertising guys got together in Madison Avenue and decided that what they were trying to do was sell products to younger people. They thought we should try and sell products to younger people because then they'll buy things their whole life.
I will tweet out the rest of that. But that voice, that cadence... Now you have Jimmy Kimmel. He's like, crying. And then you got Jimmy Fallon. I need more cocaine. And then Colbert is like, I went to a nice college and I know more than you. But I can promise you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, these people didn't go to a nicer college than you. I don't even think they went to college. And if they did, they didn't try.
Definitely don't think I would feel incomplete if I didn't have more. But another one would just add more love to the house.
And now that baby number two's arrived, Khloe Kardashian's got a house full of love.
It's
oh, yeah. Seems like everything was going well in the first kid you had. Oh, seems like everything's great having a deadbeat dad. Let's have another one with a surrogate or whatever they did.
A beautiful thing.
A source tells ET Coco and her ex, Tristan Thompson, are excited about the newest member of their family.
Just what you need, a deadbeat dad that literally probably has banged every NBA side chick ever. Yeah, him having more kids. Woo! Idiocracy. Usually it's the rich people that can't have kids and the poor people that are in Newport Richie that just pop out kids like Tic Tacs. But also there's a new epidemic of rich people having too many kids.
The former couple, who is already proud parents to 4-year-old daughter True, recently welcomed their second child together, a baby.
And let's be real here. Thompson having just one kid is way too many. Thompson being a dad to one kid is equivalent to Nick Cannon's 90 kids.
Baby boy via surrogate. Our source says Coco has been with the baby for a little while now.
Oh, that's good. Just I've hung out with the baby a little bit. Like you hear like Cardi B and other people when they had kids and they like didn't leave their side. And Rihanna like has not been seen, and her going out to eat with ASAP Rocky last week. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's the first time we've seen Rihanna. And they asked Rihanna, why are you out? And Rihanna's like, well, I haven't left my kid's side. But then you have Chloe saying this.
Together, a baby boy via surrogate. Our source says Coco has been with the baby for a little while now.
Just for a little bit. Not too much. They view the kids as items. They view the kids as like getting a new 2023. Wow, that'd be the year. Like Mercedes or Bugatti. Yeah, I gotta get a Bugatti. Like that guy on TikTok, which I'll get to in a second. He is problematic.
Sting to being a mom of two.
That's the only thing. Was I just like born to believe I need to have so many kids? I don't know.
Well, you're on your way.
Adds, Chloe is so grateful to have been able to expand her family.
Because the family that was originally there before the second kid was so intact. Then again, let's be real. Have any of the Kardashians ever been intact?
As for Tristan, he's enjoying the little bundle of joy too.
He's like, hey, this is my kid. Time to go back and bang some side chicks.
Really wanted a baby boy and is so happy to have welcomed a son.
Yeah, of course he wanted a baby boy. He wants to have another basketball player. He'll literally live through his kid. He'll be like, make sure you grab rebounds when it really matters and you put back the ball and you score and you get the put-ins and you get the dunks and you grab the rebounds. If you don't watch basketball, the joke is Thompson would choke whenever you needed him because Thompson played on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and you can debate if the Kardashian, how do I put this without being crass? If having sex with the Kardashians ruins your career, you can debate that. But Thompson was great. He was the third option, fourth option on the Cavaliers. It was LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, and then him. And then he had dumbass J.R. Smith. And Thompson would just not jump for the ball. He would be like under the paint with Draymond in the finals. And like when you're playing basketball, you can get tip-ins if you're tall and you just like grab the rebound or whatever in the air if like LeBron misses it. And Thompson never did that. He just got too busy banging women. That's why like players like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan are the GOAT. It's because all these players cheat on their wives, but they didn't let it get in the way of their game. You know what I mean? And if LeBron cheated, that would be fascinating. I was thinking about that. I was like, you always LeBron cheating on his wife and finding out that LeBron cheated on his wife would be equivalent to finding out that Barack Obama or John Legend cheated on their wife, where you really think they are loyal. But then again, John Legend wouldn't surprise me. I mean, having to deal with that all day. Oh, my God. Oh, but she claps back at the haters. That's what she does. That good old Chrissy Teigen. What would this world do without Chrissy Teigen? They'd be a little better off. 856-49-HOPPY. I'm not saying like I don't want her alive or whatever, but Chrissy Teigen is always the person. Hi, it's everybody else's fault. Never mind. I feel bad for people like that.
Chrissy Teigen isn't letting anyone rain on her parade.
Yeah. Sometimes it's cool to get your parade. I just said that funny because I combined parade with rain. There needs to be someone with the last name parade and then rain and they need to date and be praying. No, here's the thing. Sometimes it's completely cool to have your parade just rained on. It's sometimes cool to have your moment just be completely ruined and let everybody else do the work. You know what I mean? You don't always need to immediately get everything out in a second. Let them rain on your parade. Let them ruin your moment. Chrissy Teigen, let the haters bother you. Because if what they're saying about you is incorrect, over time, they won't have anything to say. But when you clap back at the haters, you're letting them rain on your parade. You're letting them bother you. No confident person has to respond to a hater. Nobody. Because they're nobodies. But a confident person just blocks them. It says, bye-bye. Thank you.
Chrissy is sharing this photo of her and her four-year-old son, Miles, on Instagram. In the adorable pic, Chrissy and Miles are grinning from ear to ear while in a bus.
I swear, kids are getting bigger now. I'm not saying that this four-year-old doesn't look like he's four, but he looks like he's eight. I'm just saying. They're already having tantrums in the house, and he's like, I'm ready to go right now.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
To be real, though, I could see Chrissy being a really cool mom, because a lot of times, some of the biggest, I don't want to say the B word, but it doesn't really go, a guy can be the biggest douchebag ever, and it's going to guarantee that he's going to be an awful father for the most part. But a lot of times you can get the most, think of all the bad words to describe a woman, and they could be like that at work, or they can be like that in their personal life, but my God, they can be some of the best parents ever. And I've just seen it in the business, like they're great mothers. So Chrissy Teigen can be a despicable person and bully everybody. But I would probably, if I lived in a household where John Legend was my father and Chrissy Teigen was my mom, you would probably want to hang out with Chrissy more because John Legend is very pretentious and very annoying. And Chrissy seems fun. She just seems like if you get her too drunk, she talks too much. And if she has too much Kool-Aid with the kids, she'll be singing Phineas and Ferb in the living room. And John's like, ugh.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. I love being in my late 20s and just having back pain. You know what I'm saying? But you know what helps that? By working out. And going to AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that he's the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. He's got classes Monday through Saturday. He's got classes for kids. People that want to be in the MMA world. He's got classes for women's self-defense and just average Joes that want to work out. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
So I am convinced that the late 2000s, mid 2000s babies that are currently 14 through 18, 19 are going to be the biggest douchebags of all time. And no, that's not me being a shock jock. It's not me being an old man on the front lawn complaining about the youth.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this back pain I have, I ain't young anymore. But there's this guy named Andrew Tate, whose dad was a famous, rich chess player. And he's just one of those millionaire babies that's a good talker. He's like a more like rapey Gary Vee. He's just like Gary Vee, like actually had to work for everything because he was from Russia and he moved here. But my God, this Andrew Tate guy.
I believe that as a man, I should pay for the first date. I believe I should open the car door. I believe I should protect for her, provide for her. I believe if she's my woman, she should be able to come to me with her problems and I should fix them. That makes me a sexist and a horrible person. Fine.
It doesn't.
You agree with the baseline. Everyone agrees with the foundations of what I say. But when I build on top of it, they try and pretend it's sexist. By extension, if I have responsibility over her, then I must have a degree of authority. For the same reason, if I have responsibility over, and everyone's going to lose their mind, it's an example, it's only an analogy. If I have responsibility over a child, I have to have some authority. You cannot be responsible for something that doesn't listen to you. Awesome. You can't be responsible for a dog if it doesn't obey you, or a child if it doesn't
this
obey you, or a woman doesn't obey you.
This is where you go down the super sexist path.
Cool. Let's take a beautiful sports car. It doesn't matter. A house.
Yeah,
land,
didn't help.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever I'm responsible for, object. I have to have a degree of authority over.
He's like, I got to let everybody know that I am the authority on all things men. And then he'll go out there, and what he said was good, but he's so macho about it. He's like, so matter of fact, he's like probably so afraid of gender roles. He's like, you can't flip it. You can't have women paying for the date. I'm like, I got it, dude. We got it, Andrew Tate. You have a bigger penis than us. We got it.
You're depressed. You're living.
So this guy to me is like a trust fund douchebag Miami kind of Guido version of Gary Vee. And here's the advice for men.
Inside of your mind, you're obsessed with how you feel, you don't care about anything outside of yourself, and you're an exceptionally selfish person. That's all they're trying to do is
And then he's like somebody that projects about himself onto others. Like, you're talking about yourself. Like, this right here is Andrew Tate talking about Andrew Tate.
But if you're depressed, you're living inside of your mind, you're obsessed with how you feel, you don't care about anything outside of yourself, and you're an exceptionally selfish person. That's all they're trying to do is convince you and teach you to be extremely selfish. Let me tell you something. Depression is not real. Feeling depressed is real.
There you go. Because when I think of a professional medical associate, when I think of somebody that would know about taking meds, and all the things when it comes to being a mental health authority, I think of a trust fund baby who got famous because his dad played chess.
So you can difference. Feel you can feel depressed,
yeah.
But you feel depressed, and that is a natural biological evolutionary trigger for you to change something in your life.
And then he does that thing where he talks with a lot of authority, so his dumb fans that are under 21 think that everything he says is the truth.
That's your own mind telling you you're unhappy about X.
I can imagine when he goes into his car and he has like a personal driver, he's like, and just barely talks. Because that's got to be so tiring to always talk like that. Yeah, this guy is the voice of the future. Oh, we're doomed. All right. Rape charities demand TikTok bans millionaire British ex Big Brother influencer who is racking up millions of views for his rape culture videos. British-American influencer Andrew Tate has been accused of spreading rape culture online. Oh, God, he's from Chicago. Chicago-born Andrew Tate began his career with a successful fighting career in a 2016 Big Brother appearance. Yeah, I can imagine Andrew Tate's that guy where if you're at, like, a boxing gym, he's like, hey, buddy. The guy's like, what? I'm just trying to punch this bag. My boss is annoying. And I'm pretending the bag is my boss. He's like, hey, your form is not on point. we're going to talk about this. And you're like, I'm just trying to work out, man. Or like, you're lifting. He's like, hey, let me talk to you for 5 minutes. You know, like when you get cornered by that douchebag that probably just got dumped by a girl or no one's talking to him. So he wants to mansplain to you at the gym what you're doing. And even if the advice is correct, I'm not paying $32 a month at LA Fitness to have Joe Schmill tell me everything. And then here's the thing. Is all these people want him banned on TikTok. But at the same time, it's like they're all about free speech. Not saying I like Andrew Tate. I wouldn't want to hang out with him. He likes to take pictures of him on his yacht and in his, let's say, mansions and airplanes and nice cars. He's like, you got to get a Bugatti. Hey, really? Because he probably would have to pay $5,000 within the first 5 months for repairs. I got my 2015, 2016 Honda Accord, and I feel gangsta as hell. You know what's a big flex? Having a nice car and not spending a lot of money on it. They probably were like, we need you on Big Brother because everybody on there is awful. And they were probably like, this guy can't even be real. Like, I feel like when people meet Andrew Tate, they're like, oh, he's not playing a character. Like a lot of these radio guys or whatever, they're playing a character. But here's the TikTok video that pissed off people. Right here. 856-49-HOPPY.
Girl starts acting up, going friends, because women live for attention.
If your woman has a celebrity crush, she doesn't respect you.
The army is not an all-inclusive club for everyone. It doesn't have to be gender inclusive.
The only water I drink is sparkling water, because sparkling water is for rich people. Boom in her face, and grip her up by the neck.
Yeah, man, if somebody brought that guy home, I'd be like, honey, why are you bringing Andrew Tate home for Thanksgiving? Oh, he's so lovely to be around. No, you just like when he pulls on your hair during sex.
Happy hour
will be right back.
Like, I am not a father, so I can't describe what it's like having a daughter, but I can imagine if he's brought home, you're like, oh, babe, you can do better than that. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley. He is a great father, a great lover, I wouldn't know, and a great barber. Woohoo! Go to richkbarber.com. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. So go there and sign up for the appointment at richkbarber.com and tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Happy, hanging out with you and you. Oh, yeah. The National Football League, the NFL, the N to the F to the L. The season may not have begun, but training camp is out there happening. You have the Hall of Fame game. You had Eddie and Lisa DeBartolo, my good friends, Lisa, at the Hall of Fame enshrinement for one of their former 49ers. And preseason, man. Preseason is like having sex with a condom. Like, it's good, but the regular season is when you're going raw. Like, it's cool, but you know, it's like just having missionary sex with a condom. Like, there's nothing good about it, but you're like, it's sex. It's football. It's like having, like, one of the local fast food pizza places. Just saying. Why am I playing this NFL music? Because one of Aaron Rodgers' former coaches says he was never invited on these trips. Aaron Rodgers' former coach at the Packers reveals he had no idea about quarterback's Amazonian psychedelic drug use after he revealed it helped him have the best season of his NFL career in 2020. But did you win the championship? Chicago offensive coordinator Luke Getsy was previously his quarterback coach before accepting a job with the NFC North rivals. Getsy admitted he was unfamiliar with Rodgers' use of the drug. Well, yeah, it's like a one-time thing. You're not bringing ayahuasca back. You got to go to like the Amazon to do it. So when the coach is sounding like a nerd, like, he never brought any of that ayahuasca to practice. I never saw it amongst green little leaves. Like, he sounds uninformed about drugs, which I would assume he is if he is a coordinator in the NFL. Those are kind of the geeks. They're great. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that if I were Aaron Rodgers, I probably wouldn't bring my coach to Amazon to do drugs where you have to vomit. It just doesn't seem like something you bring your coworkers with, because we view it as a sport. We view it as entertainment. But let me tell you, this is a job. And you can't have them out there saying, oh, Aaron's doing drugs. See this here from Pro Football Talk. When will 49ers cut Jimmy Garoppolo? If so, can they not trade him? And this is from Mike Florio, the most unlikable guy in the media. Here's the thing. Jimmy Garoppolo is a really good quarterback, but he's not elite. He's good enough to be in the NFL. He's good enough to do this and that, blah, 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 da, 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 da. He went to Rolling Meadows High School in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, and beat John Hersey High School, which is in Arlington Heights, Illinois, by like 30 points. And he was great. He went to the Super Bowl, but he's reached the ceiling of his quarterback play. I'm just saying, there's really nothing more and nothing less he can do.
Stafford, because as in the same division, the Jimmy Garoppolo situation continues to be unresolved.
It's unresolved to the fact that he'll just play this year.
People are starting to make the connection. Hey, if Stafford's elbow ends up being a big deal like it was for Ben Roethlisberger 3 years ago, maybe Garoppolo ends up with the Los Angeles Rams.
That's what I love about like Mike Florio, is he's always thinking like 9 moves ahead. It's like, he's one of those dudes, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He's a genius for creating the site. But he's just so, like, always incorrect, but correct. A lot of those national guys, man, like, there's so much being broken about sports all the time. The news is always being broken minute by minute that they can say an opinion on TV and be completely incorrect. And Twitter will talk about it, but not everyone's following these accounts of the freezing cold takes on Twitter showing what people, like, you have to be a geek to make those videos where it shows that a sports announcer was incorrect. So they're literally just guessing with you. And then a lot of times guys like Adam Schefter will, you know, just do their thing and be biased and whatever. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that, have your own opinion when it comes to anything in the media. Anything. TMZ, watching a home shopping network. Always go, how can I get as much information as possible on both sides of whatever equation you have? And let me come up with my own original idea. My own original concept. So here is everyone's favorite, Chris Mad Dog Russo, who I don't get it because I'm not from New York. And I know people sometimes don't get me because I'm from Chicago, but he did the Mike and the Mad Dog show on WFAN from like the 80s till 2008 with Mike Francesa, the guy that always falls asleep. And they did a great show, but they were very New York. And now Mad Dog is very successful. He's got his Mad Dog Unleashed channel on Sirius. It's good programming. But him on TV is bizarre because he just brings these boomer comments. And here's the discussion today about Joe Burrow.
Burrow's already won three playoff games, not to mention a national championship that you had the cigars over.
Yeah.
He's already won three playoff games. He outplayed Mahomes. He outplayed Mahomes in the second half of the season on the line against Kansas City. He beat the Titans with a very good performance, and he beat the Raiders and Carr.
That Raiders game was baller.
Listen, Lamar, love him. He's fun to watch. He's had his great moments. But I don't know if Lamar Jackson, he hasn't shown yet.
He hasn't shown anything. Everybody wants Lamar to be good, but Lamar's just good, you know? Like, Lamar's never going to win you a Super Bowl. Watch me have an ice-cold take, and then he wins the Super Bowl and goes 17-0 or whatever the record would be.
He can take a team in postseason play with frozen weather, with 16 games where his body's banged up against defenses that are going to take that running game away.
Man.
He hasn't shown that he can go 80 yards down the field throwing a football.
It's weird not hearing Ben Roethlisberger be talked about in the AFC North. But then again, it's very Ben Roethlisberger to have nothing about him be talked about. I don't get how that guy didn't get canceled. That was bizarre to me. Whatever. The NBA is looking into possible tampering charges involving the New York Knicks free agent pursuit and signing a former Dallas Mavericks guard, Jalen Brunson, which the Dallas Mavericks are dumb as hell for not signing Jalen Brunson. When Luka Doncic was out in the first round of the playoffs against the Utah Jazz, who was the player that made everyone around him better? Oh, that's right, Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson went to Stevenson High School in the rich suburb. I think it was like, I forget the name. It might have been Highland Park where that unfortunate shooting happened. And he played John Hersey High School in like January, February 2012 in the playoffs. And he scored like 45 points on my friend. It might have been 27, but it felt like 100 points on my friends when he was a freshman and we were all seniors. And it was crazy. All my friends, because I don't always read social cues the best, you know what I'm saying? I heard what I said.
Shut up!
All my friends were like sad about it. And I was like, dude, you know that guy that scored like 40 points on you? I think he's going to make it far in the NBA. And then they're like, no, he's not. And then he made it far in the NBA because he agreed to a four-year, $104 million deal with the Knicks. I mean, there was definitely tampering with the Knicks, but the Knicks don't really know what they're doing. They're just one of those franchises. They look at the New York Knicks and you go, oh, they're trying their best. And by them not trying, that's them trying their best. They're essentially the deadbeat father of the NBA.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, to the yeah.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment. Ah, let me play it.
Mm-hmm. The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey, Ryan, just calling in for Hoppy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We got the $25 down plan. Got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. Whatever you like, we're taking them the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javain, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me, I think it was on a Thursday, and we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy, and, you know, I take care of my people. It's one-on-one. I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan. You're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help, and that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yeah! Yeah!
yes.
Oh. Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. It's Hoppy Hour. Hi, I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Deonte Murray, Paola Banchero may have beef after Pro-Am showdown. So Deonte Murray is this guy who had a rough upbringing, who admits to it all the time and how he's proud. He played for the Spurs. He's played for other teams. And now he's on the Atlanta Hawks. And he's a little over the top. He likes to buy the nicest things in life, and you're hoping he's saving money, but he's a good player. He's just not great. Very immature. He's immature in a mature way. But he dribbled off the back of this player. And it was Paola Banchero, who was the first overall pick at a summer pro-am tournament. So a lot of these players don't want to be out of shape. So what they do is they go to these summer camps to make sure they're in good shape. And then I guess there was beef with Paola and Deonte. So that it went to social media and Deonte unfollowed Paola. And Deonte, who is good, he's a baller, but I don't know if he's like an amazing player and he's going to be with Trae Young this year on the Atlanta Hawks, but he's cocky. He was saying off the court, people heard, that's who they came to see. That's the number one pick. This is a man's league. He a little boy. And then Paola says, LOL, he unfollowed me on the gram and everything. It must be personal, huh? That's fine. Just make sure you guard up next time and quit sending double family. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, this is lame. Like, you got NBA players like taking to social media. I really wish the NBA season was going on so we could hear from Charles Barkley. And then this is what Deonte said, because they always have to clap back. You try to flex that number one pick shit on me when I've been rooting for you when you was a kid asking to rebound for me, because I believe they're both from Seattle. Don't get on this internet saying nothing. You changed from a humble kid you always was, and I stand on real boy shit, and you know. You made it and changed, and I lost all respect. This life you in now is real and ain't no joke. I want to see you win because that's who I am. But Deonte hasn't won yet. He's acting like he's won, but he was terrible in the play-in tournament for the Spurs, and they didn't make the playoffs, and they should have had a better record. I notice everybody on this planet projects. Everybody projects, including the players that don't want to get vaccinated. Unvaccinated NBA players will not be able to play in Toronto this year. Oh, man. Yeah, Canada doesn't really like us. They're not really a big fan of us not getting vaccinated. I'm not even a big fan of America. And when I hear like Canadians bash America, I'm like, why does all your talent want to leave Canada? Bieber, Celine Dion, Jim Carrey, The Weeknd, Lauren Michaels. Oh, Canada's so great, yet everybody wants to leave. I see this here. Ouch. Scary moment. Home plate umpire in Yankees Cardinals game is smashed in the helmet by a 99 mile per hour fastball. And has to be held up by catcher Yadier Molina while he recovers. And I'll tweet out the video at Ryan Hoppy Radio. But it's funny. The guy that swings the bat has no idea that the umpire behind him got hit by the ball. And you can just kind of see the guy's head go through the mask. It's scary. I love when people say that baseball players aren't athletes. I remember there was this kid in my high school named Camille. He was just that contrarian asshole that always had to say outlandish opinions at lunch to piss everybody off. He was like a Reddit troll before Reddit was a thing. And he'd be like, oh, baseball players, all they do is just be in the outfield and catch balls. And all they do is throw balls. I was like, shut up, dude. And then you have this, too. Twins manager, Rocco Baldelli, which I love that his name is Rocco Baldelli because he's bald. It's funny. Here's his quote. It's effing awful in every way possible. One of the most chicken-ass things I've ever seen in baseball. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli reacts furiously to overturned call and loss to Jays after walking on the field to confront umpires. The overturned decision put the Blue Jays up 3-2, giving them the winning run. I love when managers get mad. I like that the younger managers are now the ones that are getting mad, because it's kind of hard to take the older managers getting mad. Like when you had Lou Piniella as the coach of the Cubs or Tony La Russa, even now, you're like, all right, you doddering old man, whatever. Not saying I don't respect my elders, but I'm just saying, whatever. But then when you have a guy named, like, with the last name of Baldelli, you get mad at you. You're like, please, dude, don't hurt me. And I see this here. Very soon you will find out why I'm talking more about sports, but just listen right now. The Grizzlies put up their reality check quote from Warriors player Draymond Green up in their weight room for motivation 3 months after the Warriors knocked out Memphis in the playoffs. Yeah, Ja Morant is a great player from Memphis. All those players are good. And this rivalry between them and the Warriors is cute, because Ja Morant, if you look at Snapchat, is banging new girls all the time. And I'm not saying they're all not banging girls all the time, but he's really like flying girls out. And they wrote on their chalkboard, Memphis is going to get their reality check, which they did. And Draymond Green did that. They literally got their reality check. And also, I noticed all these young teams that try to use quotes as motivation. I would say most of the time, it's proven why they were being told those quotes. You know what I mean? Here's what I'm saying. The Charlotte Hornets in the NBA play-in tournament lost like 131 to 102 or whatever in the first year of the NBA play-in tournament last year. So they wrote in their locker room the official score. And then what happens this year? They lose by 30 points again. Like, I feel like when you're always looking at that, and they're going to always see the reality check thing, proving the haters wrong can sometimes be nice, but then you kind of lose the grasp of reality. Because this whole idea, and this is how I view my haters, people that think I'm not good at radio, blah, 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 da, 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 people that aren't real to my face or whatever. Here's my thing is, number one, life's too short. And number two, the other thing is, you're never going to like me. So why would I want to prove you wrong? Because then I'm going to literally be trying to prove you until my body turns cold or I'm cremated or put into the ground. Literally, I'm always going to be trying to prove you wrong. And you're just going to find something to talk crap about. Always. Proving haters wrong might be the most overrated, small D energy thing ever. You know who you need to prove wrong? Yourself and your brain that's telling you not to do it. Man, I could be a motivational speaker, you know? I could be like Andrew Tate. I just need 4 million.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour. We'll be right back.
Yeah to the yeah to the yeah. This following segment's been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. All right. Here's how it goes. WestchasePrinting.com. When you get the invoice, tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meet what?
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning.
I raise my rifter, I'm gonna get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be
Call
hanging around
Hoppy
with these moonies.
Now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
It's extremely happy. Can you tell by my face?
Kanye West is way happier now that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson broke up. At least that's what our source says.
Yeah, skeet is over with.
We're told Kanye saw the end of Keith coming. Quote, he never took their relationship seriously or felt good about Pete being around. It's been crystal clear since day one how Ye feels, and his reaction on Instagram just days after Keith split says it all. The rapper shared his now-deleted post, a fake cover of the New York Times, with a fake headline about Pete.
It says, Skeet Davidson, dead at 28. Let me skip over this because of copyright.
Airing out his grievances in his music.
He's talking mad about me and probably saying whatever.
Most men are not trashing, like, the mother of their kids like that publicly.
Wow, what is Chloe? That's that projection that humans do. What is Chloe talking about? Yeah, none of your exes have done it with words, but by their actions of cheating with you, cheating on you with every single NBA side chick ever, what you just said is being done to you at all times.
Like, the mother of their kids like that publicly. Like...
Listen.
Whatever.
Most men are not trashing, like, the mother of their kids like that publicly.
No, they're not trashing you. They're just smashing other people.
As we saw on season one of The Kardashians, Kim had some pretty strong feels about Kanye airing out his dirty laundry in music and on social media.
The writers of the show were just happy about it.
Specifically about Kim moving on and his disapproval of having Pete around their four kids.
Mm-hmm. I gotta skip over that because of copyright. All right, let's hear what else is going on.
Kanye West is celebrating the end of Kim and Pete.
Yeah.
Just days after the news that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have gone their separate ways following 9 months of dating, the reality queen's ex-husband entered the chat. The 45-year-old rapper took to Instagram on Monday to share a fake New York...
He's 45. I remember when him turning 40 was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. With the headline reading, quote, Skeet Davidson is dead at age 28.
Yeah.
Kanye has called the comedian Skeet throughout Kim's relationship with Pete. And the Yeezy designer has made it very well known that he did not support the pairing. So it's really no surprise that he is now celebrating their breakup.
Mm-hmm.
But a source told thedailymail.com that Kim is reportedly very hurt over the meme and has...
Yeah, Kanye West probably thinks he's doing Kim a service or whatever, but no. You are just being a dirtbag. Oh, wow. Kanye West being a dirtbag? That's never happened.
Has asked the entertainer to take it down. As for where Kim stands with her estranged husband amid her recent breakup, E! Reports that the pair's divorce is continuing to move forward as they co-parent their four kids.
Continuing to move forward? Why is it not over with? You lost her, bruh. You lost her. Oh, yeah. Kim's totally coming back to you, bruh. Oh, yeah. Kim is in the wing like, hey, Kanye, can I please have you back? I really want you. Please, baby, please. It ain't happening.
Kim and Pete first sparked romance rumors back in October, and made things Instagram official in March. Mm. Though things have apparently cooled off since, fans will still get to see Kim and Pete together on the next season of Hulu's The Kardashians.
Oh man, Pete's going to be weeping his ass off during that. Just saying. I wouldn't watch it. I've only looked at my ex's social media like four times. I'm not just saying that. But this is going to be the sound of Pete Davidson when that season comes out. And they're showing that scene about, hey, baby, do you want to shower real quick? That is going to be Pete to the Davidson there. Let's find out more info about this breakup.
Pete, no more. In case you missed it, Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are going their separate ways.
So quickly. It just seems like 9 months ago they began dating.
And now ET's got inside details about the split.
Who are you texting, Kim? Does his name rhyme with Pete?
Literally, that joke is no different than anything you'd hear on late night TV, so I don't know why I'm ripping into the Kardashians. Their writing team is literally no different than anything that, like, James Corden or... Honestly, James Corden should have called himself Jimmy Corden, and I think he would have had a better career. Anybody with the name Jimmy does better.
A relationship in the phone was a major factor here. A source blaming the breakup on Kim and Pete's busy schedules.
Oh yeah, that's totally it. I think she's protecting it, but I think Pete really wants to be a dad and she doesn't want any more kids. Because this whole busy schedule thing, if you love somebody, you make it work.
For the former SNL star, this means his stand-up career, as well as a jam-packed schedule of movie making.
That sucks, man.
Bikini bread.
Yum.
He's currently in Australia for a project and, well, apparently, distance didn't make the heart grow fonder. Quote, Pete being away for so long was hard for them.
That's weird. I don't know. I feel like that'd be good. I feel like you'd want to root for him.
Our source says, in short, the spark between Kim and Pete faded.
Someone cheated, I'm telling you, and they're just being nice.
And she didn't feel ready for something serious with him.
That's good. Just what Pete Davidson's mental health needs.
Kim and Pete were together for a total of 9 months. The pair's romance kicked off with a kiss last fall when Kim hosted Saturday Night Live.
Then the thing, too, is Pete Davidson goes through all these hot women in Hollywood and the comedy scene or whatever, and that's cool and all. But he seems to get really attached to these women, and these women really dig him at first. But that's got to be, like, tiring to be heartbroken all the time. That just, I mean, I feel like this one really is hurting him. You know, like, oh, man.
Now, are you going to kiss me or not?
Not anymore. Hell yeah. Entertainment Tonight and this music they're playing, man, you could just. R-T-T-T. Hell yeah. They always play the best music when they begin these clips. Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, can you play the music from Entertainment Tonight?
Pete Davidson is wearing his heart on his sleeve, or should we say shirt, just days after he and Kim Kardashian called it quits.
Yep.
Here's Pete seemingly sulking while on the Wizard set in Australia.
It says, I feel like S.
And while his face probably reflects his mood, his t-shirt is pretty telling too. If you take a closer look, Pete's sweatshirt gets right to the point.
Mm.
I feel like Now Pete has yet to break his silence on his split from Kim.
But I think that kind of is an example of breaking your silence.
But for now, that message kind of says it all.
Now, are you going to kiss me or not?
I sure am, Jasmine.
The former couple seemed to be going strong after they first hit it off in October during Kim's debut on Saturday Night Live. But 9 months later, things came to a screeching halt. So what ended it? Well, a source told ET the spark between Kim and Pete faded. Plus, they struggled to stay connected with their busy work schedules.
Man, I'll rest in peace to Kim and Pete. Man, life's not easy. And then you could have like a dramatic like race Like, I feel like this music would be perfect to begin a marathon with. They're like, are you ready? Son, let's do the 5K.
Great time.
Yeah, we're pretty sure Teresa Giudice's wish came true because her wedding to Louis Ruelas looked epic.
I want to protect our love bubble.
Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if a wedding looks perfect on, let's say, social media, there was a lot of drama behind closed doors. The weddings that were actually fun, you don't really see pictures of, but when they're showing all the perfect moments, that is not the case. Just saying.
E.T. had eyes inside the big day, so let's dive in. First up, the guest list. Which of Teresa's Real Housewives co-stars?
So Teresa brought all the women in New Jersey and the smell of it with them.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, I had my mic off. What a radio professional I am. I'm going crazy. I would think the concept of this podcast of me recording in my apartment is probably a little crazy. This following segment, though, is being brought to you by DBInfusions.com. You want the best CBD and the best Delta 8? When you go to DBInfusions.com, tell David I sent you and he'll hook you up. Also, go to BZBEEZNESS.com, BZ Business for cups and other things printed out, as they do a great job.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
That's Anne Heche's car flying down the street minutes before crashing into a home and starting a fire.
Dummy.
It all unfolded Friday in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Mar Vista.
And now she's in a coma right now, so that's not good.
The actress ending up in the hospital in critical condition.
Mm-hmm.
This video showing the woman on a stretcher flailing and, according to neighbors, screaming at the time.
A rep for the 53-year-old actress tells ET she's since been upgraded to stable condition.
That's good.
But did suffer burns in the crash.
Okay.
Adding, quote, her family and friends ask for your thoughts and prayers and to respect her privacy during this difficult time.
What about the other people that were actually, you know, affected, not the dumb drunk driver she is?
The accident remains under investigation.
So you got that going on. And you know she'll get away with it. They always do. Oh, they got so much money, those rich celebrities. They get away with everything. And you have this. Douchebag elitist.
I just wanted to
shut up, Alec. Have you learned how to use a gun yet, bruh?
Hey, I just wanted to
say that I'm a deadbeat dad.
Best wishes and all my love to Anne Heche.
Yeah.
Anne is an old pal of mine.
Yeah, she's a millionaire.
Anne Heche is feeling the love from her fellow famous friends.
That's good. Not the people that were actually, you know, their lives are changed, but whatever.
2 days after the 53-year-old actress was hospitalized following a fiery car crash in Los Angeles, Alec Baldwin took to his Instagram and posted a selfie video to send his love and support to the actress.
I love you, Anne. I love you.
What about the owner of the house? Whatever. Oh, yeah, whatever. Forget about the people that were actually affected at the house that she crashed into. No, poor Anne, who doesn't know how to hold her booze because she has no confidence in herself. Yeah, let's applaud her, man. Alec Baldwin is the most hateable celebrity out there. Oh, I don't like that guy.
And I think you're such a talented person, and I hope everything is okay. I hope you come through this, and,
Come through this? She was the one that was allegedly driving drunk! Why do people defend drunk drivers, and then when drunk drivers don't get prosecuted, we go, why is there a drunk driving epidemic? Because you're not prosecuting it!
My heart goes out to you. I'm sorry that you had this tragic thing happen to you, and I'm sending you all my love, okay? Everybody join me, please, in sending their support and love to
the house that she crashed into?
The wonderful Anne Heche.
Oh, screw you, dude. You're the worst. God, he is the worst. The absolute worst. What's going on with Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson is sharing his harsh thoughts on the new Hulu series about his life titled Mike.
Yeah, you know, Mike Tyson kind of wants to forget that the 1990s happened and he went to prison and all that. You know, he's trying to just kind of rewrite the past, and past is kind of creeping up on people.
Streaming later this month, Mike's ups and downs of his boxing career and personal life are dramatized in the 8-episode limited series starring Trevante Rhodes as the former heavyweight champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, and while there's much anticipation about the upcoming series, Mike Tyson himself has made his displeasure crystal clear in an Instagram post over the weekend. He writes, "Don't let Hulu fool you. I don't support their story about my life. It's not 1822. It's 2022. They stole my life and didn't pay me. To Hulu executives, I'm just an and they can sell on the auction block."
I mean, he's got a point there, so I'll just let that opinion be. 856 49 Hoppy. As I'm recording this podcast, we have some breaking news about Anne Heche. It's not good. Once again, I want her to recover. I just hate that the other victims in the crash aren't getting any credit. I don't want Anne to die or anything, but we got this, and this is not good.
We have a vehicle into a structure with a structure fire.
They're going to remove the body from the burning vehicle and possibly transport the victim to a hospital.
I think it's a miracle that she didn't kill anyone.
Oh, yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, make it about you.
Anne's rep told us this afternoon the actress was in, quote, extreme critical condition, adding she is in a coma and has not regained consciousness since shortly after the accident.
Oh, that's not good.
ET has obtained footage from a second Ring camera, which shows another angle of Anne's blue Mini Cooper barreling down the street.
She's going like 95 miles. Like, you know, like when you see somebody speeding on, if you're listening in Tampa on like the Howard Franklin or any of the bridges, like you're afraid, but it feels a little more normal to go fast because you're on the highway. If you were going the speed that Anne was going, if she was doing this on a bridge or on a clear highway with no traffic, it would look psychotic, but you go, oh, that's just a crazy person. But when you're going that fast, like, hear how fast that is. When you're going that fast down a road, yikes.
Footage from a second Ring camera, which shows another angle of Anne's blue Mini Cooper barreling down the street.
I mean, that sounds like a sound effect of a cartoon.
For barreling down the street. And this is Anne on a stretcher. According to neighbors, she was screaming at the time. The LA Times says authorities deemed her to be, quote, under the influence and acting erratically.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, but Alec Baldwin, you know. I kind of respect Alec Baldwin for being a dirtbag. Like, if you're going to be a dirtbag, just go all out.
Gabby Petito's family will file a $50 million wrongful death lawsuit against Moab, Utah police.
They need to go after all the police. I believe that they took so long to look for Brian Laundrie in the beginning. Those cops in Northport knew the Laundries, and they were used to dirty laundry. So they're like, we can help cover this up. Brian's definitely dead, but they definitely helped Brian flee. There's no doubt about it.
On Monday, attorneys for her loved ones accused the department of failing to protect the 22-year-old following the investigation into a fight between her and Brian Laundrie in August 2021. Due to lack of training and access to critical domestic violence resources, the officers failed to properly investigate the reported domestic assault and thus failed to fully appreciate or respond to Gabby's life-threatening situation.
Blue lives matter, though. They're always here for you, cops. Get the hell out of here.
Brian Stewart, one of the lead attorneys in the case, said in a press release obtained by NBC News.
So you got that lawsuit going on, and you got Travis Barker facing his fear of heights. Good for him, man. So proud of you, bud.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Travis Barker is facing a major fear. The Blink-182 drummer took to Instagram on Sunday to share a video of himself flying high over the treetops on a zip line while on vacation with his wife, Kourtney Kardashian.
That's cool. I'm glad he's facing his fears. My biggest fear, being in Russia.
On the effort to free Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan from prison in Russia. This week, I spoke with former UN Ambassador Bill Richardson, who says he's optimistic about a prisoner swap. Deb Roberts joins us now with more on that and other Americans being held in Russian prisons. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, George. You have 4 days since Brittany Griner heard that guilty verdict in a Russian courtroom. There have been loud cries from politicians and celebrities alike for the WNBA star to be sent home.
There's probably no breaking news to this because she hasn't been freed. I feel like until she's freed or swapped, that's probably the first time. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to figure out how to word it. Unless she's freed, none of the news is nothing more than just speculation. You know what I mean? Until she's freed or the government goes 100% we're not doing a prison swap, then there's really nothing to talk about.
Next up, Top Gun Maverick, the action-packed sequel, just flew past one Hollywood record. Its ticket sales have officially overtaken James Cameron's Titanic.
What a surprise, though. I mean, Titanic's never seen it. I know it's a good movie or whatever. But the thing, though, is we know the ending, and maybe some people that are kind of afraid of death or morbid things wouldn't want to see it. But Top Gun is just a way to live in the past and think that the 80s was that great. So I can see why it's more popular than Titanic.
Earning a whopping $662 million. This milestone.
Wow, they made as much as my net worth. I'm glad. Don't you guys like making $670 million? I can relate to that. That's my net worth.
And now it's Neo in a TMZ pop quiz.
Yeah, Neo got caught cheating. What a surprise. Whoa, you're telling me that he would cheat? He is so sick of love songs, so tired of tears. He had that weird line. What was that lyric? It was like, she makes the hair on the back of my neck rise or whatever. And you're like, Jesus Christ, guy. Yeah, breaking news. Neo cheated. I mean, it's crazy, right?
What do you get when you have a baby with someone who isn't your wife?
Your wife gets mad as hell.
A divorce! Oh, man, this is a depressing pop quiz.
Neo's wife has filed for divorce because he allegedly had a kid with another woman. Probably a...
Just take the paternity test and then you can get rid of the word allegedly.
Good reason to file for divorce.
Yeah, it's right up there with husband tries to learn how to play acoustic guitar. Anyway.
Crystal Renee, they got married back in February of 2016. Remember, she actually had filed for divorce in 2020. She ended up withdrawing.
Well, that's what he should have done.
Zingo!
Oh, yeah. Jokes about pulling out. They should talk more about that when they talk about NBA players.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment, starting with Brad Pitt because he knows how to crack a joke or two. While on a press run for his new film Bullet Train, the actor hilariously attempted to pull off his shirt mid-interview and suggested that he just did the whole thing with his chest out. Now, this wasn't completely random since Brad, along with his co-stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and Brian Tyree Henry, were
Those are a lot of names.
Shown a couple shirtless moments of Brad from the film Fight Club during their interview.
Wow, all the women over 50 that are going through menopause are like, oh my God, it turns me on. One of my last times.
Fortunately, Brad's shirt did stay on, but we got a little peek. Head over to HollywoodLife.com to see.
Oh, we won't.
Also, it does not take much to get the actor in the mood, Essie. Moving on to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, because absence truly does make the heart grow fonder. These newly...
Not for Pete and Kim.
Newlyweds have been spending some time apart, not too long after getting married, but according to our sources, this is making their love so much stronger. According to an insider close to J-Lo, they do know more than anyone else the demands that come with doing what they do, and the couple actually believes that spending time apart from each other makes them stronger, and it is perfect because when they are apart, they're making an extreme amount of money. It is a win-win situation. It seems like all celebrity couples will have to handle long distance at some point in their relationship, so it's good to see that these lovebirds handle it well. I hope it's the same for Kim and Pete.
Have you guys seen those rumors?
Okay, but speaking of marriage, we got to talk about what's going on with Wendy Williams.
Why?
This week, the former TV host did an interview with Hollywood Unlocked, and she threw a few people off when she claimed that she was now married to an NYPD officer.
Whatever, good for her. He'll probably cheat on her as well. I'm just saying. She seems like she attracts dirtbags. Whatever happened to that bald dude? Remember that dude that met her on the show? They probably hooked up twice and he was like, man, this is not really my scene. I'm not really into Wendy Williams. I don't even like being in. Never mind.
Jacob Elordi wasn't the biggest fan of his overnight stardom.
Yeah, this is the guy that plays Nate Jacobs on Euphoria, which I like Euphoria. It's a good show. It's funny. I was watching the first episode when my girlfriend's about a bunch of dumb Gen Z people that do drugs and feel bad for themselves, like all drug addicts. And the Nate Jacobs guy is kind of a douchebag, but he's kind of cool, but he's an asshole. And then I was like to my girlfriend, I'm like, yeah, I kind of think I'm like him. And then he like attacks a woman at a party and then has like a lot of rapey moments. And I'm like, no, I am not like him. And this Euphoria show, man, it's a weird show because, like, it's entertaining. It's like The Wire for Gen Z because it's very dark. There's really no happy moments and everyone's a drug addict. But here's the weird part is, like, I look at it and I go, oh, I would never want to live that life, but I can enjoy Zendaya acting, Zendaya, whatever her name is. And it's cool and all, but I don't look at it and go, oh, I want to live their life. But I met a lot of people at Pride when I went to Pride with my girlfriend, and it's a show that people talk about and they're like, oh my God, I want to like live that life. I'm like, what, of a drug dealer or a drug addicted loser? That's showing the one part of it. You want to see what drugs really does? Don't watch Euphoria for the sex scenes and romanticizing drugs. Go to any park in St. Pete at noon and you'll see what drugs really do. Weird, man. But yeah, this guy almost quit acting after a thing called Kissing Booth, and then he goes on one of the biggest shows. That's the funny thing too, is a lot of times when you feel like quitting and when you feel like giving up, that's the moment you're about to have your big break. 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494. Oh, Britney Spears, 6773. Sam Asghari defended Britney Spears.
Sam Asghari is defending his new wife, Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
The 28-year-old actor took to Instagram over the weekend after Britney's ex-husband, Kevin Federline, spoke out to the Daily Mail.
Yeah, he was trying to be honest and genuine, but if he was honest and genuine, he would have included the fact that he's lived off of Britney for the last 15 to 17 years, and that he has no talent and he's a deadbeat dad. But because he left that part out, he's not that genuine.
Claiming the two sons he shares with the toxic singer don't see their mom.
No, what? We need to quit. The media that cares about Britney always refers to her as the toxic singer. She has no other songs. Britney Spears is a one-hit wonder, right? The toxic singer, assholes.
There is no validity to his statement regarding the kids distancing themselves, and it is irresponsible to make that statement publicly. The boys are very smart and will be 18 soon to make their own decisions, and may eventually realize the tough part was having a father who hasn't worked much in over 15 years as a role model.
Yeah. I swear, man, if you're a deadbeat dad, you're a loser. Let's end on bashing deadbeat dads. This man taken in for DUI with two kids in cars. Number one, if you're a deadbeat dad and you don't pull out and you get your girl pregnant and you don't care about the kids, you're a sociopath. You're a loser. And this goes with anybody. If you have kids and you don't even fall in love with them, you are a sociopathic. What's the word?
Loser.
You are. Once again, maybe you misheard it.
Loser.
And this guy right here, in this next headline, what is he?
Loser.
This is the moment Cape Coral, Florida officers found a father passed out behind the wheel.
This would happen in Cape Coral. I don't even know what that means, but it would happen in Florida for sure.
Hey!
Police say 39-year-old Hector Negron was driving with his 7 and 8-year-old children.
Hey, wake up!
Both kids
drunky, driving a minivan like a loser.
Jumped out of the car after realizing he was unconscious.
Loser.
Wake up!
According to WINK, Negron was given Narcan to wake up. Once awake, he allegedly said he took a Valium the night before and several kratom pills, a legal opiate alternative, that morning.
But the kratom and the kava is supposed to get you off the pills.
The night before, and several kratom pills, a legal opiate alternative, that morning.
That's like drinking non-alcoholic beer and then having an Irish car bomb. I mean, get the hell out of here.
Wake up. Once awake, he allegedly said he took a Valium the night before and several kratom pills, a legal opiate alternative, that morning.
You know also that he, how do I word it? He probably said too much because he was so effed up and the cops were able to get him to say everything. Because when I've watched cops enough to know that when the cops are talking to you, don't respond and hire a good lawyer.
Paramedics found a syringe in a groan's pocket. He told officers it was old from when he previously did opiates.
It's just been laying around the car where my kids could grab it for the last 2 years. You would almost be better off saying I did it and I had a relapse 2 hours ago than saying, oh, it's been in there for a while, because that means your kids could have been near it. Once again, this guy is a father, and all the people out there that are trying to have kids, it really is the movie Idiocracy. Man, if you are a drunk driver, you are a loser, because you can always get ride shares and you can get your car towed, and the $500 maximum you might have to pay for that night is different than the $17,000 and the lawyer fees. So number one, drunk drivers are losers. Number two, deadbeat dads are losers. And when you combine it, oh man, don't ever come near me. Loser!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.